What's good, everyone? This is David. Welcome to the Demon Appreciation Podcast, episode 16. Today, March 19th, 2021 is an interesting day. We have a lot to say. Thank you so much for being here. I'm sure it's going to be interesting. And I'm joined today by my friends, King Narukami and Kuro from the Midnight Channel.
Hey guys, thank you so much for having me here. This is also episode 14 of the Café Le Blanc podcast. I'm glad that we are able to kind of do this thing together, and of course with our good friend King as well.
How are you,
hey King? Guys, it's King Narukami here. I'm not going to be putting this on my podcast, but I'm glad to be a part of both of you guys' podcasts at the same time. So it's kind of like a dual guest right here with me. So happy to be here.
Absolutely. Today's going to be fun. You guys know the news. I don't have to do an introduction. Nocturne, it leaked all week. And here we are. We finally have the official release. And we have the information on the release, the price, the way that they're going to do the release, whether it's good or bad is another subject. But we're going to talk about all of that tonight. It's going to be really fun. Shout out to everyone who's here already. You guys are awesome. That was last minute as hell. You don't have a podcast that's less professional than us. So thank you so much for being here. Everything's been planned in the last hour. So I do appreciate, and we do appreciate every single one of you who tuned in tonight. So what should we start with, boys? What should we talk about first?
Do we want to get the negative? Okay. Should we start this on a positive note or get to the negative stuff later?
I think we can start with a timeline kind of thing. We can probably start with the leaks first.
Sounds good. Let's do it in a timely fashion. Okay, so...
Man, I swear, speaking of leaks, Atlas has, had the worst 12 months with leaks possible. It has been a shit show for them.
Welcome to Atlas, my friend.
but I've never seen a company like, I love Atlas, don't get me wrong, anything negative I have to say about Atlas, I can say four things positive about them. But here's the thing, these leaks lately, it's getting out of hand, man.
Oh yeah, it is crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, speaking of leaks, the week started, or was that last week? No, last week, end of the week, Nocturne HD Remastered got rated for Switch and PlayStation 4 on the ESRB. So that was a confirmation that we would get the game very soon, because when a game gets rated, if you don't know, that means it's coming in the near future. So it got rated for Switch and PlayStation 4 last week. A lot of people were worried, where's Steam? I got told by a viewer of the channel, Mac. I don't know if you're here, Mac, but shoutouts to you. And he told me that Steam games are getting rated after console games. I didn't know that, and he was correct for a reason that I'm going to mention in a few minutes. Now, the week kept going, and something else leaked. Nintendo of Europe themselves, in a financial report, they actually leaked the pre-order dates for Nocturne. That happened yesterday. They leaked that the pre-orders would start on March 19th at 5 p.m., which was today, and they would end on May 24th. So a lot of people reported on it. I did. The game would come out on May 25th, since, of course, the pre-order stops the day before. It only made sense. Now, right after that, what happened today? Well, 5 p.m., as we all expected, the pre-orders opened. There was a confirmation that Nocturne is indeed coming on the 25th. Oh, and I forgot. Yesterday, the game got rated for PC, too. So
That was this morning.
That was this morning. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, it was this morning. So now the game's confirmed on PC. Everything is May 25th. And there's a ton of little things around that, which is dope. Hey, shout out to my boy, Katana Riku, with the $4 donation. Thank you so much, dude. You're awesome. Woo, and of course, the message is Nocturne. Hype. And you know what else is hype? Tomorrow.
Do you know what's gonna be hype about tomorrow at 5 a.m.? I'm gonna be in my bed. It's gonna be amazing. I can't wait.
You're gonna take the biggest L of your life, my friend. But hey, that's another subject.
You're gonna miss out so much. Very awesome.
Get that eShop card ready for me. But hey, we also have my boy Demi Crow with the $2 donation. Thank you so much, my man. You're awesome. And he says if you could only get one SMT4 HD or SMT3 HD, SMT4. Right here. Yeah. But we already have three, but I would choose four since I have a preference for four over three, but
Yeah. I would much rather play 4 since it's the only game out of that set of games that's like not on a home console. But you can plug in a PS2 or a PS3 and play Nocturne if you wanted.
Yeah, I totally agree with everybody here. I love Nocturne. It's literally my favorite SMT game. But frankly speaking, I don't really feel like you need a remaster. Like, if any game really needs a remaster, it'll probably be SMT4. Yeah. Because of the limitations of the 3DS. Like, I feel like that game is just... It just needs to be in a console. Like, whether it's the Switch or the whatever console that he probably made on. He just needs it. I would love a SMT4 port. Yeah. Or remaster.
Absolutely. That was a good question. Thank you, Demi Crow. But tonight is all about Nocturne. So, oh boy. Okay, we have a lot to say. And again, thank you so much to everyone who's here. There's like 60 of you in here. We really do appreciate that. That's awesome. If you could drop a like as well, that would be dope while you're at it. That would be great if you like to hear us talk about stuff. I like that. So, all right, let's dive in. Should we talk about the price? Should we talk about why it leaked? Man. Should we talk about how they're going to release the game? Should we talk about that Steam version? What should we talk about?
So much to talk about. I want to talk about the price.
The price first.
I mean, a tweet as after we saw the leaks, multiple confirmed leaks, I was like, okay, it's obviously coming out release today. So what would you think the price is going to be? And surprisingly enough, everybody was right on the money. I think like 60%. Ended up being a normal price at $60.
Yeah.
And then right below that, a bunch of people were kind of like on that $40 price range. So I was like, yeah, we're running, even when we were talking about that $40 price range. Sure, it's $50, but I feel like we're still kind of on that price range.
Oh, yeah.
Carol, I will say this, Kiro. You mentioned in the group chat earlier today that you would like to see it $20.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see it $20, yeah.
I mean, in a perfect world, that would be great. If it wasn't for the voice acting and stuff, I'm sure it'd probably be around that mark.
And I totally understand that too, because there was a lot of work that they did into this game that wasn't on P4G, I think. Because if you think about it, P4G was literally a port, just kind of like put it onto the PS4. I'm sorry, for PC. Not saying PS4, on PC. But this one, they really did rework the whole thing. They did the whole Unity thing. You know, just kind of like reworking the game. They did a lot of stuff with the audio, which I don't know, that's debatable whether people like it or not. And then obviously dub and everything. So I mean, there's a lot of work that they did into it. So I feel like it's a fair. I don't like the $50 price range. I think $39.99 would have been a nice sweet spot there. Like still, you know, still affordable or something. But the $50 price range still kind of like, you know. But what I don't like is that $20 bump.
I have to mention, shout out to everyone in the Discord server. At one point, I swear to God, it took like a whole afternoon. We were just debating how much would Nocturne cost. The general consensus in the server was $40. That was the majority of people. Uh-huh. I had 50 in mind, and the reason why I had 50 in mind was because I was claiming that the last recent port that we got, which was a console port, was Catherine Full Body on Switch. And Catherine Full Body on Switch was $50. So I thought it would be $50. Now, I did a poll on Twitter. I don't know what was the result of yours, Kiro, since I know you did one as well. But my poll, the high majority was saying $60 for Nocturne. Like, high majority. So most people thought it would be $60. So I'm sure there's, at least in all those people, some of them are not too angry that it's $50. Now, for me personally, I gotta say, and I would like to hear your opinions on the matter as well, guys, afterwards. I mean, $50, I'm okay with it in a way, since I know they did work to the game, including voice acting. Voice acting, you guys have to know, it is expensive. It's an expensive process that they have to go through, a procedure. Okay, so that's very expensive to do. Now, is the graphics, are the graphics that nice? Is the performance great? Is there other issues? Absolutely. So if you don't want to pay $50, I understand. Am I defending Atlus 100% here? No, not at all. Now, the one thing that I stand by that since day one, the one problematic thing is, I don't like that we're paying for the DLC for Dante and all of that. And the DLCs are expensive. Now, I know that some people will bring up the fact that they had to pay rights to Capcom to bring Dante back in. And to that, I say, yes, absolutely. That's how business works. Now, my issue here is the fact that I freaking think, especially for a $50 remaster with the quality of this port, that it's not up to the consumer to pay for those rights to have Dante in again. So that's my take on it. $50, I'll buy it. I'll buy it on Switch. I'll beat it on Switch. I'll buy it on PS4 as well. So yeah, I'll buy it. Yeah. It's cool, but I understand if you want to wait for a price drop. Absolutely.
Totally agree. I feel like $50 for me is almost like a steep price, in a sense. I'm like, well, now I'm, instead of buying all three copies of it, I'm only gonna be buying one of them. Because it's like, to me, it's kind of like, well, I was gonna just support the company and just buy the other versions and everything. But I'm like, well, you know, probably gonna pass on that Switch version of it. You know, I even though I did pass, I'm like, now it just makes it really limited for me to kind of like buy all this stuff and everything. Like you said, yeah, I get all the changes and everything. I don't like that they're charging for the DLC and everything. I feel like that was a poor decision, especially in an older game like this. Paying a DLC that at some point was part of the game always kind of feels weird to me. Because if you think about it, us in the West, when we got Nocturne originally, we had Dante as part of the game. You know, it wasn't like an extra thing or anything like that. And whether it was then or now, it still leaves me that sour taste of kind of like, we put it. I mean, like, it just feels odd to me. Like you said, just to ask the consumer to pay for that extra stuff. I'm like, you guys should have done, especially at a $50 price, right? If it was $39.99, I'll be like, okay, I get it. DLC, you know, extra stuff and everything. But at $50, I don't know. I feel like it should be included on that.
Fair. King, let's hear it.
I was actually, so I had a bad day at work today, and so I get on the phone with my girlfriend after work. I'm driving home, and I'm talking to her and telling her how pissed off I am about the price of Nocturne Remastered, and I pretty much said the same thing. I said along the lines of, I get it if it's $50 because Dante is included in the game itself, but, I mean, it's, I just, we're basically paying an extra $20 just to get voice acting in the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about it.
Well,
I know there's fair. Digital Deluxe Edition. That comes with the Dante DLC. Right?
Let's wait a bit for that one because I have a lot to say. Let's keep it with the base version first, if it's okay with you.
Right,
I agree. Let's keep that.
We weren't going to get deep into that conversation, but he does come with that edition, correct?
Yeah.
And Dante? That's an extra 10. I think so.
With the deluxe edition? He's in with the deluxe, not with the base version, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Mm. So you're already paying, that's $70, correct? You're basically paying an extra $20 to have him and some DLC in there. To me, that's just not a fair price.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the sweet spot for this game, and I said it on my podcast the other day as well, in a perfect world, it would be $30 to $40. In a cruel, cruel world, it would be $50, and in the worst situation, it would be $60.
Mm-hmm.
So, I really think that this $50 mark will hurt the overall sales for the game, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Yep, I would say so too.
I mean, yeah, Catherine Full Body didn't even sell well on Switch.
Yeah, but the thing is, Nocturne HD had the potential to sell. Catherine Full Body on Switch never had any type of potential.
And here's the thing, I'm still planning on buying two copies. You could go to Walmart now and they'll have Nocturne down to like $42 probably when it releases. But
well, that's the whole thing, is if they don't do what they do sometimes with some Atlus games where there's a limited amount of of copies of it. For example, I don't even in like a big area or anything like that, so I couldn't find a copy of Tokyo Mirror Sessions. I didn't pre-order that game. I ended up having to get the digital edition of that game because GameStop didn't stock any of them. GameStop didn't stock any of them, and Walmart didn't have any either. So if you live in a suburban area, they're probably not gonna have a lot of copies. Remember, this is some Persona, and I don't mean it like in a bad way or anything, but I don't expect a lot of retailers to stock a bunch of these.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I went to GameStop, they only had one copy of 13 Sentinels. When
13 Sentinels was horrible. Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't have any either. Like, I couldn't find. I still have only the physical edition, a digital edition of that one too.
By the way, Tokyo Mirage Sessions, best Fire Emblem game.
All right, let's move on. We got that. We have that $2 super chat from my man H2DK YouTubers. Thank you so much, dude. And he's very calm and he's happy. He's like very positive. $50 is better than $60. I like that way of thinking. I mean, you're not wrong, my dude. You're not wrong. It is better than $60. And the majority thought it would be $60. So, I mean, yeah. We also.
I mean, it's slightly better.
No, I would say it's less worse, if it makes sense.
I can go buy a McDonald's meal on the way home from going to my coffee.
You can buy that DLC.
Yeah. Nah.
How much is Dante going to be though? That's what I'm wondering. But I'm sure we'll get into that later.
Yeah, definitely. $4.99. Okay. Speaking of $4.99, we have my dude Doze Bear. Thank you so much with the $4.99 super chat. You're awesome. Thank you so much for your support. He says, "Let's go. I'm hyped. We are too. Today's a great day, and whatever King says, tomorrow is going to be even better. So let's freaking go. It's hype."
No. Man.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Wait. This is going to be the final. I even want to do a poster with you guys' pictures next to each other, like a boxing match.
Let's go.
I'm deciding that, and I'm going to post it on.
Oh, man. I swear. Yeah, exciting times. Yeah, very exciting. Exciting times to be alive right now, for sure. Now, the price, $50. The three of us will still buy the game.
David, you never said your opinion about the price. I don't think you did.
Well, I mean,
you started that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I had 50 in mind, so I don't have a lot to say. I still feel like that's what I said in my Discord when we were arguing. I was like, hell yeah, I think it's gonna be 50. I feel like it should be 40 for it to be like really successful. Is it gonna flop? No, I don't think it's gonna flop. But I feel like 40 would have helped it for sure. Like, let's say you're on the fence, you're not too sure if you should buy it. It's $40. Why not? It's 50. I feel like 50 is like It's like another step, which makes it a bit too much in a way where you wouldn't just pick it up while doing, let's say you do your groceries at Walmart for the week and you see Nocturne $40. Oh, sure. Looks cool. I'll pick it up. 50. I might pick up something else, you know, for the casual, you know, gamer who wants a game.
Think about it. It's not just $40. It's also $40 plus tax or plus shipping or whatever else you have to pay to.
Yeah. Now, if Walmart does have copies, you will see it for like $43 on the shelf. If they do have copies, because they like to undercut Amazon and everything.
Well, that's US exclusive, mind you. We don't have that discount in Walmart here, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, we got the Canadian up in here.
Yeah, and you know, I do love my Striker Steel. Whoa, where is it? I think I lost my Striker Steel book somewhere. I don't know where it is. Probably down in the States somewhere. It happens. Well, speaking of Steelbook, I think now's a good time to move on to another subject that I have in mind. But before that, we have my dude Demi Crow with a $2 super chat. Thank you so much, Demi Crow. You're awesome. And as always, we have a very interesting comment here. Screw SMT5 2021. All I want is Jack Bros Remake 2021.
Now that's a game I would that's a game I would pay $50 for.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That recording that I have now of David saying screw SMT5 2021.
Oh, Lord. That was a $2 well invested.
man, Demi Crow, you're about to get some money from me tonight. Thank you so much for doing that.
I mean, yeah. Jack Bros Remake 2021. All right. Sounds good. I was about to say, speaking of steelbooks, where's the collector's edition for Nocturne at? There was one in Japan and there's none in the West.
There was one in China, too.
What are your thoughts about Atlas, that?
My guess is that Atlas doesn't have much faith in the SMT series over here right now.
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. I think this is entirely about the whole COVID situation. And I'm not defending them here because I don't know the situation. But if you look at it this way, Persona 5 Strikers, who definitely would have sold a lot with those... collector's editions, didn't have one. So I feel like it was just probably COVID or some kind of situation where they couldn't get it. Of course, that's just me. Every time that I ask this question to any of the Atlas people, I never got a response. So I'm just speculating here.
You're not famous enough. You need to be King Narukami to get answers.
What can you say, guys? I got Alice on the phone right now.
Oh, man. Oh,
David, the CEO of Atlas wants to talk to you. He said you're spreading false information about the release date for SMT5.
What were we talking about before we, went off topic here? Yeah, collector's edition. I'm glad I bought the one from Japan because I really wish there was one for the West as well. Let's say there was a collector's edition with like a steel book, like a music soundtrack CD and like an art book. If it was 70, that would hurt less, I'd say. At least you get goodies. Makes it, it hurts less.
So my question, would you rather there be a, like what they did with Strikers? They had a digital soundtrack, they had a digital art book. Would you rather have something like that?
That's worthless.
I like to sit down, grab the physical thing, look at it, sit down.
Damn, bro, what about
the throw it on the floor? No, I mean, yeah, absolutely. I like physical stuff. I wish I would have been able to put a Nocturne Collector's Edition in the shelf in the background. I would have liked that. But hey, we got Nocturne HD Remastered, and before July 20th, no one called that. So we have to be glad in a way for that reason.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And there's still time to get like a steelbook of the game. I mean, Best Buy hasn't even put the game up for purchase yet. As of right now, it says coming soon. You can't purchase the game physically right now. So I mean, there's always still a chance, except if you're in Canada and outside the United States and stuff. But
yeah, because they should probably rename to Atlas USA again, because clearly the West is United States exclusive for Atlas. So
if anyone from Atlas is watching, my man over here, David, is starving.
Yep, I am. So come on. I'm not paying $40 for a Striker Steelbook. No way in hell.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Now it's let me ask happening. You something.
Yeah.
Would you pay $40 for a Nocturne Steelbook?
Probably.
He's
probably. Yeah, I would. It would hurt me, but I would buy it. Probably. Yeah.
No, I agree. I will definitely do that. I will put $40 on a.
Especially with that beautiful piss color artwork on Nocturne's case.
It's not too late. They still have time to announce a steelbook, and I have a feeling there might be one coming. I'm not sure. I think we'll need to ask Spencer about that later.
Yeah, I personally
reached out to them. I saw him commenting on Twitter about it, or asking him about it. They didn't reply either.
Do you guys think we're going to get a steelbook at least?
No.
Probably not. Like I said, I feel COVID really messed up things with like production and everything.
But here's the thing. The Strikers PS4 steelbook came so late into the party. There's no excuse, really,
yeah.
Because they've been sitting on this game for forever.
Yeah, but that there was already one in plan, though. Like, the Switch version already had a steelbook.
Yeah,
there was complaints from people that wanted a PS4 steelbook as well, so they did one. Now, for Nocturne, there's nothing planned, so, yeah. I'm that might mean nothing, but, I mean, I don't know. I can't really see it happening at this point, personally.
Yeah. I would like to see.
Yeah.
I'd like to have one. It'd look nice on itself, but
it does look awesome.
I don't think it's a deal breaker though.
Yeah.
No, at this point it doesn't really matter.
Alrighty, so what should let's talk about the Steam release real quick, shall we?
Oh yeah.
I know a lot of people are happy about that Steam release. Will you guys pick it up on Steam?
No. Maybe. No, actually, probably. Probably,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You had a roller coaster of answers right there, Kier. You went from no, maybe to probably.
I'm
he's like,
that.
You know what? In other words, what he meant was like, I shouldn't. Maybe I will. Oh, damn it! I will.
Damn it!
Yeah, I just went through the entirety of kind of like my this thing is kind of like. Now another hand, like I said before, like if this was. $20, $30, I will be comfortable with buying both. You know, $60 for two games and everything. But at this point, with a $50 price, I'm kind of like, I really have to pick and choose kind of like what I'm going to do and everything. So I'm debating whether to do a Switch PS4 or a PC and PS4.
Now, here's the thing. We don't have a PC port in Japan to go off of for this release or anything. So are you... I know Kira's a big PC gaming guy. I know you and I are not as much, David. Kira, do you think this is going to be a good port? Is it going to have issues? What do you think?
That's my whole concern. That's why I'm kind of still hesitating on the Switch, on the Steam port, because to my experience, my personal experience, not somebody else's, but for my experience, both the P4G release and the P5 Strikers release had issues for me particularly, and my PC is good enough so I can run any games. I mean, I'm literally playing Sekiro on 4K 60 FPS. So like, in that, if I can run this, I shouldn't have any issues with these games, but they continuously crash on me. In fact, pre-4G had such a bad experience, like mid-dungeon. Like, the game kept freezing. I was begging, please don't crash, because I was at the end of the dungeon. And I was like, I need to save. And I couldn't save because it kept freezing on me and it crashed. Yeah. And I was like, man, I just don't want that experience again. So especially with a lot of the, imagine beating Matador and then not being able to save. And then the console crashing. Like, this is why I'm kind of like hesitant on that PC port. I'm like,
I'll change the subject for a quick second. Sarah Wellock confirmed that there won't be a Steelbook at 5 p.m. today. So it's confirmed already. I sent the link in the chat if anyone's curious.
That hurts. She's
Atlas European PR manager, so reliable source. For me personally, when it comes to the Steam version, again, you said it, I'm not a big PC gamer, so for that particular reason, it doesn't really interest me. I'm all about portability, so for me, the Switch version's a no-brainer, but I'll still pick it up on PS4. Just whenever I feel like replaying it, I'll probably try another version. That's something that I do sometimes, so just like I did with Strikers. So yeah, I mean, I'm still glad it's coming to PC though, because I did a video yesterday talking about the leak, and I asked everyone if there was, what was their plans on which platform to buy the game. And I'm gonna be honest, I didn't count, but I would say most people said Switch. Then I think it was Steam for the second pick. So that says a lot. I think there's a lot of PC gamers out there that are really glad, especially since we know there's going to be mods and stuff.
Yeah.
Now, for you, bring up your point about Strikers with the issues that it had at launch. They fixed Strikers a couple of days back, and Demi Crow actually said, he told me yesterday on the podcast that Strikers is now running perfectly fine. So at least they went out of their way to patch it. It's not crashing anymore. And I know that Demi Crow had big issues.
Yeah, I know. He and I had the same issues. We were literally kind of like experiencing them live as it happened. So I'm glad to hear that. I wish Alice had made a post on Twitter about it. Hey, by the way, we patched the game kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because I was not aware of this. This is a big deal for me.
So it officially got passed, because I heard something about a beta releasing for it. Like, if you want to try the beta version of like the new patch, so they officially released the patch.
Yep, they released it. Demi Crow, if you're still here, I think you are. You can let us know. But I think it got released yesterday, the patch. So,
oh,
but I'm
that's
sure
good.
I'm sure Demi Crow can clarify. Hey, welcome to Ozzy becoming a member of the channel. Thank you so much, dude, for your support. Woo! I appreciate it. If I have other members in here, please give him the Atsuro Pug emote in the chat. Let's spam that real quick and to welcome him
nice.
In the community. So welcome, thank you so much for your support. It means a lot, man. I do appreciate that. But yeah, Nocturne HD, I'm curious to see how it's going to run on Steam, because we know how it's running on other platforms. I own the Japanese version of the Switch version, and it is running okay, I'd say. Like, there's still issues. They patched it. It's better. Like, there's way less frame drops, but there's still certain frame drops in certain sequences in the chat. So yeah.
It which sucks. Shouldn't happen on a PS2 game.
Definitely not. So yeah, there's going to be a physical release at least. that's one thing.
I can't wait to see mods for this, man. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait till they mod Joker in.
Oh.
I you know what, guys? I wanted to bring this up and I almost forgot. I was like, I recorded my reaction to when they revealed that Nocturne was, you know, coming out the release and how they were gonna do that. And while I was watching the video, I don't know if you guys noticed, but when they when Yame was talking about Nocturne, he said, by the makers of Persona 5. He said that. And honestly, I was reacting. I was like, hell yeah, Yame's here, awesome. And he said, by the makers of Persona 5. I was like, yo, you're serious, dude? From the makers of Persona 5? Come on.
No. Here's the thing, though. We talked about this on my podcast. It's just about getting publicity, man.
Yeah, but it still hurts. It still hurts. Like, Nocturne is 2003. It's a classic. It's nothing like P5. P5 released in 2016 or some shit, so come on.
I mean, isn't just Shin Megami Tensei a spinoff of Persona in the first place?
Alright, boys, so thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight. We're gonna end this here. Nah, but honestly, I just hate how, like, I'm surprised there's not even, like, a Joker DLC in this game. Like, come on. The Joker is in Sonic Forces, it's in Catherine, it's in everything. Joker is everywhere. TMS, come on.
Honestly, I would kind of hate that if they did that. Like, can you imagine a Joker DLC? There's Demi Finn wearing like the exactly what Demi Crow has. You know,
exactly.
Crow, yeah. The mask. That's what I want. I want a mask with just a mask.
Like getting to his persona.
Come on.
Oh, man.
I'm here for it. I'm here for all the bad jokes.
You know what I'm surprised they didn't do? You know what, that featuring Dante from the Devil May Cry series that was on the box? I'm surprised they didn't do featuring Joker from the Persona series on the box. No, featuring Joker from Persona 5. That's even worse.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord. Okay, let's move on.
I would buy 10 copies of that if they did, Lord, honestly. Please.
In before Secret Boss, Joker Secret Boss Fight.
Instead of Matador, it's going to be Joker.
Now, in all seriousness, what if they did Arsene as a demon?
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. At least it's not Joker.
I think that would be a cool thing. Yeah, at least it's no Joker, exactly, yeah.
And the thing is, I don't hate Joker. I just think they milked him enough. Like, it's enough. Come on.
Yeah, let him chill. Let him rest for a minute.
Bro, we still got like 5 years till Persona 6. You're going to be seeing Joker everywhere.
I don't know, but that hurt. What David was saying from the makers of Persona 5, I'm like, that hurt.
It's just for publicity, man.
I get it. I totally get it. You know,
we were saying that on the podcast. We were on my podcast. We were saying, what if they did a Persona presents Shin Megami Tensei 5 or something like that? I mean, it would be like from the creators of Persona 5. Here's Shin Megami Tensei 5 for Nintendo Switch. That would sell, because honestly, Persona sells. I mean, I'm just saying.
I just received some people tagged me in the Discord. If you go on the SMT3 Nocturne website, you can sign up for updates on SMT. And when you do that on Nocturne, you need to select the preferred platforms. There's PlayStation, there's Switch, there's Steam, there's Xbox and Stadia. That's on the official site.
What?
Updates for Nocturne.
What?
That's gotta be a...
No. No. That's fine, actually.
It's not fake.
That makes sense. Because the ESRB rated not for Steam. It rated for Windows. So, mean a lot of things. It was rated for Windows.
Right, you're right. It was rated for Windows. You're right.
Yeah, he's right.
Steam makes 100% fine. And Xbox, remember, there is Xbox Game Pass. This could definitely come into Xbox Game Pass. There's been a rumor for weeks about this now.
Well, so, there's been a big rumor last week, actually, about P5 on Game Pass. So,
yeah.
So, this could kind of, I mean, that makes sense. I wouldn't be shocked. Stadia at least wouldn't shock me. Xbox, maybe a little bit.
Who's gonna play on Stadia though?
No one. YouTube, Google, they sent me a pro Google Stadia Pro like for free, and I it's still sealed. I don't know what to do with it. Like I'll unbox it if Nocturne's on.
I'm gonna give you my address. You can send that to me. All right.
Well, if you want to pay for shipping, honestly, I'll ship it to you. I don't care if you want it.
It's not worth it.
All right, gotcha.
Just to play Cyberpunk.
Yeah. Lol, Stadia. All right. Okay, so should we talk about the DLC now? Should we talk about the deluxe digital thing that they announced?
Let's save the deluxe as the grand finale.
Good idea.
Yeah. I feel like I can tear into that.
I'm gathering my anger about it. So.
Awesome. So let's.
Bro, I'm producing a spirit bomb like Goku right now when it comes to talking about that deluxe edition.
Oh ho ho! So let's talk about the details for the DLC. I'm just gonna open that article real quick so I can give you the precise information. Now, that doesn't say the specific prices. Give me a second. I'll actually pull up my Switch and I'll check it out.
Someone
live.
Just said in the chat, what about a P5 cameo in SMT5? I mean, there was a P5 cameo in Yakuza Like a Dragon. I wouldn't be surprised if they like included a song or something.
Okay, I have the DLC here, okay? So let's look at them. Wait, do I have it? I have the game, but I don't see it.
I got it, if you want.
Yeah, go. If you can read what are the DLCs and the prices, that would be great before we start the discussion.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks.
All right, so let's see. We have Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne Remaster, Merciful Difficulty, that's free. Maniac's
Pack. DLC?
Yeah, it's DLC. It's not in the original game. I'm pretty sure somebody at Atlus was just like, you need to make this game easier.
Yeah, but the Easy Mode DLC is free DLC though, so that's
yeah,
cool.
That's free DLC. And the next one is Maniacs. This one is the Dante DLC, basically. It does not have a price it does not have a price. This is interesting. This is from the Steam website. Chronicle Pack. This is gonna be the. The Rhino DLC. Wait, they're both Whoa. DLC?
What? No, Rhino, I thought Rhino was in the original.
No.
Oh boy!
They're both
oh
DLC.
Boy!
Seriously?
The BGM pack, which comes with various songs from the Shin Megami Tensei series, and played during the battles. And then Mercy and Expectation.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I have that right pack. Here. Mm-hmm. Chronicles pack, but how much is that though? I'll try to find it while we're talking. So
someone just said the Maniacs DLC is $10 in the chat.
I don't think it's $10. I'm pretty sure it's $4.99. I saw it somewhere.
Okay, I'm trying to find it real quick. If anyone in the chat has a link for us, that would be great.
Yeah, please provide a link. Just don't tell us.
I'm searching while we're talking. Oh boy.
We just got home from work and everything, so sorry if we're not up to date on everything.
I told you that was a ghetto podcast. If you were expecting anything else, you're the problem.
Yeah, I literally got off work as well.
Okay, yeah.
Starting the podcast.
I found the info. So my source is wcccftech.com, and they say base game is $50. Digital Deluxe Garbage is 70, which we'll talk about in a sec. And Merciful Mode is free DLC. The DLC pack, roughly $10 for the Maniacs pack, $2 to $3 for BGM pack, $3 to $5 for each of the Maka fundraising and Master Expectations and EXP Grimoire boosting DLCs. So $10 for Rhydo. And then Dante is like, is Dante? Oh, Dante's exclusive to the digital deluxe version.
No.
Is it?
I don't think that's the case.
No, it says the Merciful Mode, easy mode will be available for all as free DLC rather than being locked to the digital deluxe edition. Atlus has confirmed that the DLC will be available separately, and while no pricing was given, okay, we anticipate that the DLC packs to be priced in line with the Japanese release. Okay, no, so it's not locked.
Okay, I was like, whoa, what?
Good, because I was about to say, I had even more ammunition to go on the digital deluxe version.
Oh, no. Demi Crow with the $2 super chat. Thank you so much. And he says, when are we going to get King to sing Last Surprise?
I'll do it right now if you want me to.
Go ahead. I want the premiere.
You never see it coming. You'll see that my mind is too fast for eyes.
I mean, Demi Crow, I appreciate the support, but you're making me do bad things and King too now, so come on.
I wish you were in price.
No, it is. Yeah, pretty sure.
I'm sorry if I busted your eardrums with my amazing thing.
No one seems to be. No one okay, seems to on. Be so, certain. So, about...
Someone says that you can find the prices on the eShop. So I'm literally. Okay. I got the prices on the eShop right now.
All
right,
go. Let's hear it.
Okay. Maniacs pack is $9.99. The Shin Megami Tensei BGM pack is $7.99.
What?
Merciful Difficult. That's the
Whoa, whoa, whoa. BGM is the music?
Yeah, the music.
Okay, so is it $7.99 per pack or for all of them? Because there's four of them.
I only see one.
Yeah, just one.
No. There's four packs, but it's $7.99 for the four of them? Like for the music from SMT, SMT2, SMT4, and Four Apocalypse?
I'm just... Here, let me send you that link.
There's only one pack with all the music. It's not like in Japan that we're separated.
Oh. I sent you that link. Yeah, and the Mercy and Expectation map pack, whatever the hell that is $6.99.
That's the grinding DLC. There's a new map where you can go and grind. That's all it does.
So yes, Maniacs pack is $10. Thoughts?
Terrible.
That makes me even feel worse. Like, they're really pushing for the digital, because it's only $20 for the digital. But if you all that up,
come on,
isn't that more than $20?
It's $20 if you. Digital Deluxe Edition is $70, so you get all the DLC. If you buy it, you get the full game.
So you are saving some money, but you're going to get some shit that you don't want.
Yeah, and you know what? I think now's a good time to jump in. Okay, Digital Deluxe Edition, $70. Here's what you get: the full game. The Maniacs pack, which adds Dante. The Chronicle pack, which adds Raido.
That was in the same pack, by the way.
Yeah.
Maniacs.
Yeah. Oh.
Yep.
No, I just realized something. Raido is free for anyone who buys this base version on Steam.
Wait, hold on. Oh, okay, really?
So if you buy the base version on PS4 and Switch, you have to pay for Raido. If you buy the Steam version, you get Raido free.
No, hold. Maniacs pack, I'm reading the description right now in the eShop. Relive the original version. Adds a mode where Raido is replaced by none other than Dante. So I'm guessing Raido's free.
No, well, here it says, look, I have it right here. Chronicle pack adds Raido from the Devil Summoner series. Note, the Chronicle pack, which adds Raido, is available in the base game for PlayStation 4 and Switch version. Okay, yeah. It is free downloadable content for the Steam version only. Okay, so Raido is free included in the disc or in the cartridge on Switch and PS4. If you get the Steam version, you have to get a free downloadable content to get Raido in. So Raido's free for everyone. So that's good. Phew.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
We almost had a heart attack over here, guys.
Okay, just to kind of wrap this up, if you add all the DLC, how much is it total?
Let's see here. Let me get my handy-dandy calculator. Actually, let me just go by... Okay, let's do some third-grade math right quick. So if you take $50 and you add 7, that's 57. If you add 10, that's 67. And if you add 8, that's past my knowledge. That's like 75. So you're essentially saving like $5.
$5. And the worst thing about that Digital Deluxe Edition is you get to play the game 4 days early on May 21st.
Dude, fuck that.
Yep. Absolutely.
Pardon my French. Anyone who is, if you're happening to watch this, if you're with Atlus, like, I'm sorry, but fuck that. Get rid of that model whatsoever. Yeah. That is literally the model that EA Sports uses for Madden to sell.
And
to sell their garbage, like, virtual currency with.
Yeah.
It's garbage.
It is terrible.
It's like, why can't we as physical owners at least get like a collector's edition, a cheap collector's edition, where you get to play 4 days early.
Yep.
That makes no fucking sense to me. I mean, you're screwing the people that want to play your game the most, the physical collectors, in my opinion. Because I'm not going to buy this game digitally. I'm sorry to go off on a rant, guys, but I'm not buying this game digitally. I'm me buying neither. For my physical copy to sit on my shelf. They're essentially fucking everyone who is wanting to play this game the most. They did it with Strikers, and they're trying it now. And unfortunately, I don't think it's going to work as much as it did for Strikers this time around.
Man, that really hurts me, to be honest. That was a great summary, King, of my thoughts. Thank you. But honestly, that for Strikers, I was not hyped as much, as weird as that sound, even though that's a new game. So I could live with that, but Nocturne, I'm really excited to play Nocturne again. I've been wanting to play Nocturne. I was about to replay Nocturne when we got the announcement in July, and I've been holding on to replaying Nocturne since then. So I'm really excited, and I won't be able to play it on the day of release because I want a physical version. So honestly, that's I really hate it. I really hate that practice. I wish they would drop it in the future because I'm thinking,
dude,
and I'm like,
it's slimy. It makes me need to go take a shower when I hear something like that.
Yeah.
It's ugh.
It really is, and I'm thinking farther in line, and I'm like, if they do the same thing for SMT5, they're robbing me because I'll have to buy it. Even if I'm
don't
not for that,
in, man. Just I don't wait 4 days.
If it's Nocturne, I'll wait. No, I'll be. But for five, I'm not gonna be able to wait, man. Yeah. I've been anticipating this game since 2013.
And that's how they get you.
I know.
That's how they get you.
And I know.
Unfortunately,
that's why I said they're robbing me. So,
right. Unfortunately, 4 days is a long time for us. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I finished. Well, obviously, you guys didn't do this, but I bought a digital edition for Persona 5 Strikers. I was done with that game on Sunday. 3 days it took me. So, by the time, if I was somebody like other people, like, there's a lot of YouTubers, for example, not mentioning names, that literally would post just, like, boss battles and, like, imagine they do this with the Shin Megami Tensei 5. Final boss battle, thumbnail with the big bad guy at the very front. You know, all of this stuff is just gonna be a clusterfuck. I especially with this game coming out worldwide at the same time, there's gonna be somebody out there that's gonna buy that digital deluxe edition and play the game earlier just to spoil everybody. It's gonna happen.
It's just such a slimy technique. I get why they're doing it, it's a business, but to me it's like something that the low companies like 2K and EA do. They literally do this practice. And even then, I think I'd feel more comfortable if there was a physical edition that we could buy for 4 days early. But there's not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about Technoflops. My dude in the chat, he mentioned YouTubers need to get it as early as possible so they have time to make content. You know what? That's something else. I don't know if they're going to proceed the same way for Nocturne as they did Persona, but Persona 5 Strikers, in our little community, you know, all of us dudes who make content together, we do collaborations and stuff. Like, the three of us, Gnarly, Spencer, Maka, LaRue, Faz, all of us, no one got a review copy for Strikers. No one. All the people who got one are news outlets like IGN and those dudes. So there's no little fans like us, no little content creators like us who are not part of a news outlet who got review codes. Are they going to do the same thing for SMT? Personally, I don't think so, because I feel like Persona reached a certain level in popularity where they're like, we don't need those little content creators. Now, I think for SMT, they need us. I feel like that's the case. What are your guys'
Send
thoughts about that?
Send in the simps, they said.
I guess we'll see. I don't know. Maybe David, you're really optimistic.
No, I mean, I'm not saying that we'll get. I'm not saying that I'll get one. To be honest, I don't think I'm gonna get one. To be honest, but I feel like guys like Gnarly might get one. And for Strikers, I'm sure he was not even considered. So,
but we would be too honest about it. Honestly,
there's nothing wrong with honesty. I was watching a interview with one developer. he's a dude that worked on like Assassin's Creed and a bunch of big games and everything. And he was talking about how when he doesn't watch a lot of YouTube, but when he doesn't watch publications. He watches like the little YouTube channels because he said, me as a developer, when I want to get real feedback, I look at the little guys. Because they are the one, the real people that will give you their actual thoughts on what they think and how they feel about a game. And I agree with that. Like you're saying, yeah, because we're honest, but there's nothing wrong with that. I don't see anything wrong with honesty. Like, sure, we're ripping on Atlus in some aspects, but we're also the people that always support their products. Like, I mean, literally, you can look at my wall, you can look at David's wall. We buy every single game that comes out, every collector's
mm-hmm. multiple copies.
And I know for a fact that I have had people buy games because of my videos. Like the other day, somebody I made a video about the rating on Persona 5 Royal and whether it was worth, whether it was fair to be a mature game or whatever. And somebody was like, "You made my because of your video, my mom bought this game for me." And I was like, "Wow!" Like I never really thought about it that way, but. I feel like I did a good job as far as like getting somebody like getting into the game and everything. So like we do our job as kind of like doing what we do. We love the games. We love the products. I feel like in a sense it will be worth for us to get review copies and everything.
And yeah. This is not us like pandering
as definitely like, not copies. Definitely no,
like,
not.
I mean we're just saying like what are we missing? You know, why didn't we get the Strikers for you copies?
I'm not even worried about that anymore.
I want to hear you guys' opinions on that, and I think like that's pertinent for everyone listening as well. But do you guys think, and I'm asking both of you and also to anyone listening, if you could tell me your opinion on the matter, I would appreciate it. But honestly, I'm looking at a guy like, let's say, LaRue, okay? LaRue, like, I don't know, 6K subs or something on YouTube, and he's like... There's 6K people who are big fans of Megaton. They're interested in the lore of Megaton. His opinion on his review on Nocturne HD is worth 10 times more than IGN with 1 million subs with no one who cares about Megaton, in my opinion. Like, come on. The real fans are not with the big news outlet. They're with the smaller channels, with people who are invested, like Ilaru, like a Maka. A Faz, something like that. Mm-hmm. Anyone like that. So, yeah. But hey.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't be upset if I didn't get a review copy. Like, I know I'm still growing as a YouTube channel and everything. But seeing other channels, like, for example, like you mentioned Maka or Lalur, like, they've been content creators for a long time on kind of like the sphere of like Atlus games and everything. And I'm like, I feel like they earn kind of like. The review copy. Like you mm-hmm. said, I would much rather see it from somebody that I know. For example, I watched a review for Persona 5 Strikers a couple days ago, and the guy kept emphasizing, if you're a fan of Persona, you're going to like this game. Every single time, he just kept bringing that up. Like, I'm not a fan, so, you know, I didn't have fun with this. You know, so it's like kind of like a weird kind of like, okay, why do you keep bringing... Can you focus on the actual game instead of just continuously bringing that? Obviously, that's the point. If you're a fan of a series, you're going to enjoy it. That's an obvious thing, right? I'm not a fan of Call of Duty, so if I would just go play a Call of Duty game, I'm probably not going to have a good time. It's just kind of like... It makes sense. But yeah, like I said, I just feel like I wouldn't be upset if I didn't get one, but I feel some other of the bigger channels should get one. So they definitely deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know once upon a time, Atlus USA was, like, really in touch with their fan base. Like, I know Spencer's told us plenty of stories about, you know, them interacting with him and everything. And all of a sudden, in these past few years, they just went kind of radio silent. I feel like Sega Europe does a really good job of interacting with its fan base and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Atlus,
yeah. I mean, what is this, like, Atlus Faithful hashtag? When was the last time they did that? They did that last night. For Shin Megami Tensei 3, and asked people to like post like their collections and stuff, and they retweeted like three things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all about listening to your fans, and if these surveys and everything that we get are any indication, they don't listen.
Yep. Oh man, it's a big thing now.
I love you, Atlus, by the way. I love you.
I do want to comment one thing on what you mentioned about the surveys. I'm really disappointed on the Sega survey the West got. Did you guys get that survey at all?
Yeah.
Did you guys see it? No detailed survey.
Dude, it asks a bunch of anime questions.
Yeah, it asked a lot of anime questions. Which I mean, it's fine. You know, whatever they want to do with their projects is go for it. You know, we're probably going to buy them anyway or watch them, whatever it is. But I really felt like it was like so lackluster as far as like actual stuff. Because I didn't take the Japanese survey, but I read through the questions and they were really detailed as far as like what they were looking to do next. Like a lot of Shin Megami Tensei questions about spin-offs, about like they're really concentrating on a specific stuff that they're looking for. And I really feel like that kind of stuff would have been good for us to have as well. I don't know, maybe in a different fashion or something. I know they don't make games for the West, but at the end of the day, I feel like they make the most of their money from the West. Like, you know, it's kind of like a, sure, they may not be the target audience, but
yeah,
conversation at this point, the West is really making a bank out of these games. Like, you can't deny the amount of money that they're getting from these games.
Yeah, I feel like, the reason why I think they may still consider smaller content creators for SMT is because SMT is still kind of niche, while Persona after 5 is like, it's I hate to use that word, but I feel after like Smash it works. It's, after Smash and P5, it's kind of mainstream now, in a way. And they know that. And I feel like the outlets that they choose to review their games in advance, before release, shows that they also think Persona is now mainstream, while SMT will still have to wait and see.
Well, what have they done with the SMT franchise in the past few years?
Well, the last game was Redux, or was it? Yeah, it was Redux, the last release that we got.
Yeah, that was a remaster.
Yeah.
And when was that? And we're not counting these mobile games.
No, obviously not. But for Redux, I don't know, because I wasn't a content creator back in the day, so
2016?
Oh, so yeah. Apocalypse was after then, was it? Oh boy, my memory's trash.
Hero, by the way, I meant to ask you, since you are buying the Steam version, right?
I'm still debating in my head, but yeah.
Are you going to buy the digital deluxe version on Steam?
No.
Okay, good. That's the answer I was looking for.
I mean, there's no reason for me to do that at this point. I'm not playing. Look, the whole thing is, this game isn't necessarily a new game. I'm not dying to play it. Like, I can wait 4 days to play it. It's not like I want to be spoiled of the final boss battle.
Well, shit. Oh, if you want to play it 4 days early, there's a PS2 version that you
can play. Yeah, I can just put up my PS3 and play it.
And honestly, you wouldn't be playing a worse game.
Like, yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot about the remaster, and it does look better. Like, I do want to mention, like, as far as there's some positive, the game does look impressive, and it does look better. It's nice to see, I'm not sure, in HD, so it's, like, it's good. Like, I won't say that it's like, a bad or anything. So looking at it, mm-hmm. and then looking at my gameplay back on the PS2, like, there's a big difference as far as how it looks. At least personally, I see a difference. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, I am looking forward to the game. Like, I know we spoke negatively a lot during this podcast, mm-hmm. but I really am, like, I hate to be spending $50 or possibly $100 buying two copies of the game, but I'm still gonna buy it.
Oh, yeah. Same.
I'm really looking forward to it, though. I don't want anyone to think that I'm not going to get it or anything. Mm-hmm. This is just me bitching the bitch.
Out in 2018. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was thinking of Apocalypse.
Yeah, and Apocalypse 2016. Okay, yeah. So I was correct. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Guys, we're an hour in. I think now would be a good time. I've been reading the chat since we started, and I've seen a ton of great questions. We went over the topics that we wanted to talk about, so if you guys have any questions related to Nocturne HD Remastered, please drop them, and we'll try to answer as many as possible before we wrap things up. Over 100 people watching, thank you all so much, and while you're at it, if you enjoy what you're hearing, please drop a like. That would mean a ton. Thank you so much. Now, drop your questions. We're here for you guys. Let's hear them. While we're waiting for questions, what's you guys' favorite track for Nocturne? completely unrelated, but let's hear it. One
I'll
track.
Let Hero go first.
I'd say Tidal Loop 2.
I like the battle team that plays the regular one, the regular battle team.
Yee.
I forgot the name of it.
All of the battle teams are dope. Is it Fierce Battle that you?
I like Fierce Battle. Yeah, that's my song.
Fierce Battle's very unique.
One More Guy Rejected, man. It's amazing. Great song. Iconic.
All right, we have questions now. Awesome. Thank you all. First question is from Manja, and we don't have to all answer the question. Guys, if you have something to say, you go ahead, and that's cool. We don't have to say everything every time. Like in P5, you know, how they all answer the question. Everyone has to talk. We don't have to talk. All right, let's go. First question is from Manja, and he says, or she says, is this the hardest JRPG of all time? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's decently hard. There's an easy mode now, so don't be scared. Try it out. It's definitely
easy
not
mode
that
high.
Bad. Yeah.
Easy mode high.
You're going to end up in my Discord, King.
Yeah, I'm already the easy mode chill, apparently.
Bro, yep. All I got to say is that is easy mode hype, and your Discord will like go into World War III.
Yep. Anything to say about that? I think I'm on point, right? Definitely not the hardest JRPG out there.
No.
I don't think it's the hardest Shin Megami Tensei game either. I'll say Redux is probably harder.
Oof, I really like the next question. Next question is from Will the Greatest. And he says, you think Steam sales may make him consider a PC/PS4 release for SMT5? I have something to say, but I'm not going first.
No. No, it's Nintendo exclusive, period.
It just depends on the money.
I mean, I feel like there's a deal, and I feel like Nintendo's helping with the game a lot. So I'm in the camp that no, as well.
Yeah.
It may be timed exclusive,
though. It would be
though,
nice.
But,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It just depends on the money. Like if they get paid for 6 months or 12 months or anything like that, I just hate that Atlas is not really transparent with this kind of stuff. Like other companies, for example, Final Fantasy straight up is like, Final Fantasy 16 is 1 year exclusive with PlayStation 5. All right, we know now we can wait a whole year to get to play it on Switch or whatever. Nobody's gonna come on Switch.
Yeah.
But I just wish it was more transparent.
Yeah, I'm in that camp too, honestly. Next question is from the nice name, by the way, the Headless Jack Frost. And he asks, who is excited for Nocturne being called, oh boy, the Dark Souls of Persona when people reach Matador?
No.
Hey, I'm excited for that Persona concert tomorrow, guys. It's going to be exciting.
I saw that article too last night. That was embarrassing.
It really is.
I just cringe watching that.
What about Persona with robots? Or like Yakuza Like a Dragon is Persona 5 with criminals.
Was that a real thing?
No.
Did somebody see that?
I made that up.
somebody did use a Persona description on their review. I remember that.
Well, Yakuza Like a Dragon is better than any JRPG that we've talked about during this podcast, so...
No. We mentioned SMT4, so you're wrong. Sorry.
It was one of the better ones of last year. I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's
Royal.
Debatable. Yeah. Debatable.
Yeah, it's debatable.
Next question is from Farouk. Sorry if my pronunciation is bad here. Which version would be the best between Steam, PS4, Switch? Steam, I'd say wait, because we never know. It's hit and miss with Atlas. PS4 and Switch, they're both running very similarly. So personally, for me, I'd say Switch. You get the same performance as PS4, but it's portable. So that would be my pick. But if you don't have a Switch or if you don't play portable at all, you can obviously go ahead with PS4. And I'm sure it's the Steam version. I'm kind of confident in the Steam version, personally.
It's hard to predict at this point, honestly.
Yeah.
I thought with all the mistakes of P4G and everything, that it would run, that they would get Strikers running better, but...
Yeah. Next question is from... Sorry about that. Next question is from PokeStar999. and he says, what mods do you want for the PC version? Joker costume, baby.
My god.
Now, honestly, I didn't think about that. Interesting.
Well, we did talk about mods earlier, but I'm kind of interested to see what people come up with. I know people came up with some crazy ones for Persona 4 Golden. Nothing is sacred with the modding community, dude.
I'm sure you'd like to have like a Kawakami mod for Demi-Fiend or something.
I don't know if I want to see Kawakami getting like...
Punching God.
My God, if my erection couldn't get any bigger.
Okay, let's move on. Next question. Next question is from Demi Crow. My dude, do I sell merch, but it's a body pillow with a hand-drawn version of my profile pic? Okay, that was unrelated. Thank you, Demi Crow, for that one. Don't troll me. I'm reading the questions live, so I'm not pick and choosing here.
Do you own any body pillows, David?
I don't.
What was that?
We're talking about body pillows.
Carl. We're talking about if you're interested in getting a Demi Crow body pillow.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. No.
Next question would be from Parmeet or Parmet. Do you think this price point is worth it for someone who's never played Nocturne? I know you all have played it, so how about for someone who has never had? Well, I'd say for if you never played Nocturne, absolutely, because that's a brand new game for you, and it's an amazing game, so...
I haven't played Nocturne.
And your take on it? It's $50 for a brand new game, which is a good old classic RPG that everyone likes.
It's a PS2 game.
No. It's a remaster of a PS2 game.
It's a PS2 game.
People pay $60 full price for a Kingdom Hearts game.
People pay $60 full price for a Kingdom Hearts game. Man, yeah. Get out of here. I paid $20 for that shit.
Well, some people are willing to pay $60 for a remaster of Kingdom Hearts.
Not me.
Yeah.
People are normal as well.
Oof. All right. Next question is from Sabrak. And the question is, do you think we'll get to see more SMT spinoffs after 3 HD and 5? If you're talking new spinoffs, I would say if 5 is five does really well, maybe. But other ports of older games that might be spinoff, yes, I do think that's happening. But new spinoffs, I feel like that's all on 5, depending on the success of 5.
I can't wait for Shin Megami Persona 5.
All right, next question. do we have other questions here?
Honestly, I can't wait to play it on the Switch. I'm really excited to play it on Switch because I've seen gameplay for both PS4 and Switch. I see nothing, like no difference. Even I even saw the PS4 struggle in Chug. And if I'm going to have Chug in my game, I might as well go ahead and get the Switch version. I mean...
The PS4 version has the same issues as the Switch version. So it's just poorly optimized because just like you mentioned, King, when we started... It was supposed to be, it's a port of a PS2 game. It's supposed to run perfectly fine, of course, on PS4, PS5, Steam, and Switch. Like, it's a PS2 game, so.
Yeah.
And there's no reason for it not to run on Switch either.
Yep, exactly.
People can clown the Switch all they want for having, like, a mobile chipset and everything for a graphics card. But let's be for real, the Switch could run Persona 5 if they really wanted to.
Absolutely.
Of course, yeah.
The next question is from Will the Greatest, and he asks, when do you think we'll see... Oh, great question. When do you think we'll see who the Western voice cast is?
That's a good question. I was actually thinking about that earlier today, because we haven't seen anything about that.
Nope.
Yeah. Little to zero. So do you guys think that they, you know, went to get some of the Persona cast in this? Do you think they're going to get some of the same people back, or do you think they're kind of going, you know, a different route with this one?
It's hard to tell. They reuse voice actors very often, like even for Vanillaware games and stuff. So maybe, I want to say probably, but I don't know. I'm very curious. That's a good question. I really don't know.
We have zero information about the dub.
Yeah, no, literally nothing.
The only information is that it's there.
Yep. Yeah. And we heard the first trailer Yeah, the first trailer had voice acting in it, right?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah,
that's
so
we figured out
that. We heard that, but we don't know who's doing what, so yeah.
We literally have less than zero clue who's going to be here.
And Strikers, when was that? When did they confirm the cast?
I mean, they came out around the same time when Strikers released, like when that trailer got leaked, another leak by Atlas, by the way. They had like the voice cast come in and do like a reaction, so, quote unquote reaction video to the trailer.
So that was 1 month before the game came out, right?
Right.
So
no,
if,
that was like
that was January.
But during
no,
the
no,
trailer,
not the celebration. The
anyway, talking about that reaction, yeah, that was like a month before the game came out.
Yeah, so if they do the same thing, that would mean next month, April, we should get the info.
But we heard everyone's voices in the first trailer, though.
Yeah, but we don't know who's doing. We don't know who's doing who.
Yeah, I don't know any voice actors. I don't know what they sound like.
I wouldn't be able to recognize them. Like, there's some voice actors that I'm like a big fan of. Five of the characters that they did, it's like Cassandra Lee Morris, for example. But I wouldn't be able to recognize her in the trailer or something. Recognize her voice.
She was in, Yu-Gi-Oh! GX. I just wanted to point that out right there.
She was in 13 Sentinels, that Persona with Robots game. Cool.
Persona with Robots. I gotta try that sometime.
Oh man.
Hi, it looks pretty cool. Interesting game, to say the least. Do we have any other questions?
There is one for you.
For me?
New Shin Megami Tensei trailer in the concert.
Where is it? who asked that?
Raiho Kasunoha the 15th.
She.
Oh boy. I can't find it.
Really? I didn't scroll that far off.
I think that is a good way
okay,
to...
Okay, repeat the question for me. I'm sorry. I can't find it. What did you say was the question?
Shin Megami Tensei 5 trailer at the concert.
Yes.
You expect that? Yeah.
Yes. Definitely. Like, yeah. Everything.
Bro, what have you been smoking tonight? What have you been smoking?
I gotta be honest, you... Dude, you don't watch my vids, dude. You don't watch my vids because...
Yes, I do!
No, you don't.
I do, though.
You Okay, so why can you say that there's no way in hell we're getting a trailer tomorrow? Everything
because there's
is...
no way in hell... We are getting a trailer tomorrow.
Everything is pointing. Everything is pointing in that direction, so, dude. Yeah, everything. So. There's only one.
You're on track.
The only. Let's take Spencer for example. Okay, Spencer. He says he's clear. He says there won't be anything tomorrow. His only argument for that he stated publicly. I didn't speak with him personally. He said the only reason why he thinks there's not going to be anything is because they didn't tease news at the concert. But if you look at the older concerts where they gave us news. Most of them, the majority of them, didn't tease anything, and we got news. So that's not a big deal.
We are not going to get any news for SMT5 unless it's at a Nintendo Direct.
I don't think
period.
So. There's no reason for that.
It is a Nintendo game.
Well, the first time they dropped the first announcement was at the celebration for the 20th anniversary.
Okay,
it
King,
Nintendo,
King, you watch my vids, right? So you got to tell me where was the second trailer for SMT5 shown?
It was shown in like 2017 at like the concert or whatever.
Yeah.
But here's
at the concert.
Hey.
And you know what that concert was? It's
be quiet, host.
Tomorrow.
Be quiet, host. Hey. I'm just saying. Was Nintendo big into directs at the time?
What? What did you say?
Yeah, of course.
Dude, when did they start Nintendo directs?
2012 or 2013 they started the
Direct.
Well, I'm just gonna go jump off a window right now.
That's another L to add to that big list that you're gonna build up in the next few months, my dude.
Dude, I'm gonna wake up at 7 a.m. tomorrow, fully rested, and see that there is no SMT5 trailer.
We'll see about that, but honestly,
it just depends. I think we're gonna get a trailer. I don't think we're probably gonna get like more confirmation on a release date, but at least I want to see some gameplay. That's my number one priority. I want to see some gameplay. I want to see something because I've been watching that same trailer for like the last like 7 months now.
Yep.
And every time that I watch it, I'm like, this is gonna be like within like the first like hour of the game what we saw. Mm-hmm. So like There's just so much that I want to see. I mean, I want to see some gameplay. I want to see some other areas besides the desert-like area that we saw. It's just so much that they need to show still.
Zach in the chat says, keep bullying King Narukami. He deserves it for the easy mode crap.
Easy mode is what sells games. If Persona 5 didn't have an easy mode, it would not sell as well.
Now, to be honest, the biggest thing for tomorrow is the fact that the last concert was the Chaos Side concert. And this is where we got the second trailer for SMT5. And this concert tomorrow is basically the sequel to the Chaos Side concert. So it only makes sense to give us another trailer.
No, we are not getting SMT5 news unless it's at Nintendo Direct.
So how do you explain the last one?
Bro, that was years ago!
Yeah, but it's the same game, same publisher, same everything.
Yeah. Bro, that was... It ain't happening, bro. Keep on smoking that crack.
What an argument. keep smoking crack, bro. It's not happening. It's not happening.
Shut up, man. You know in your heart, we have not seen any gameplay or anything recently. It is not coming. If it was coming soon, they would have shown something by now. They're not showing it tomorrow. They're not showing it the next day. They're not showing it until the end of the year when we're getting in 2022. We will get gameplay around October. Then we will get a release next year.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It just depends. Somebody said that Atlas shows trailers at every freaking concert.
Not all of them. Solid eight concert out of 10 they do.
Yeah, but I do want to mention that because I did that post on this. If we don't get anything, don't be mad.
Yeah,
it's gonna be okay. I'll be okay if we don't, because I know that people are expecting news. I'm feeling like I'm going to be awake at 5 in the morning, so I might as well just watch the concert. But if they don't reveal anything, I still enjoy the music. You know, the music is fucking good.
Of course.
We're going to get some Shin Megami Tensei 3 music. We're going to get some Shin Megami Tensei 4 music. I'm good to go. I don't care whether we get news or not. But if we do, man, we're going to have some fun. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I want to enjoy the concert. But if we get some stuff, cool. If not, don't be mad. I know some people want to be mad, but Atlas has not teased anything about a Shin Megami Tensei 5. So if we don't get anything, don't be mad at them. They didn't tease anything.
Don't be mad, David. You're going to wake up tomorrow, 5 a.m. You're going to be so sleep deprived, and you're going to be crying.
It's not going to be waking up. This is going to be awake throughout the night. Are you going to sleep now?
Oh, no, I'm going to sleep right when we're done with this one. Honestly.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah, I know it's going to be a big day because, of course, we're going to get news, so I'll have to do videos and stuff. So, yeah.
We ain't getting any news, bro. This was our news today.
All right, do we have anything else we want to mention when it comes to Nocturne and before we wrap things up with this one?
I see a lot of hate in the chat about easy mode and me saying that easy mode doesn't sell games. If Persona 5 was extremely hard, it wouldn't have done as well. I'm sorry, that's just true.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff about Persona that gets people, but when I see people saying that a game was hard on normal, I'm like, oh man, I don't know what to tell you.
this chat is so stupid. Like, you guys' comments are like, I have some very intelligent comment, and then there's like King Narukami, more like King Small Peepee. Like, come on. What does that even mean? Oh, dude. But I really like how...
I want that. SMT Arena. Somebody's saying SMT Arena. Let's go.
That'd be dope. I like a fighting game with Persona characters and SMT characters.
Persona 5 Arena is not even happening. SMT Arena is not happening.
But I heard I learned something interesting yesterday. I heard in Art System Works, that's completely unrelated, but that's when it comes to Arena. In Art System Works, they have divisions that are working on games, like most big developers, of course. But they have one specific team, which is called Blue Team, and they're the one that worked on P4 Arena. And since BlazBlue, the last one with you in it, they've been silent. So we don't know what they've been working on since the release of that game. So I recently learned that. DLC. And
they're working on more DLC for Blue Tag.
Maybe. I don't know. But I mean, people are speculating. That's James from Jim Geo who told me that. So, yeah.
That's cool. I just think it's DLC. They made so much money out of that game. It's not even funny.
King Narumami. Oh man, so hey, it's been a great talk. Thanks for.
Do I give off mommy energy?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that one. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not too sure.
David's like, I'm confused.
I mean, it's been a great talk. Thanks to everyone who joined us today. It's been interesting. We talked about mommies and SMT Nocturne and SMT 5 2021 and stuff. Yeah, it's been great.
Hey. Let's go.
So can't wait for tomorrow. Great concert. Thank you to everyone who joined us today. I think King has one last word for you guys, though.
I love the one comment. Someone said King Kawakami. If I married Ooh. Kawakami, I would take her last name.
King Kawakami, there you go.
Oh, man. Before we close, before we end this podcast, here's a bet. If there's anything tomorrow about SMT5, whether it's a trailer, they mention the name, anything, you change your name for the whole weekend on Twitter for King Narukami, hashtag SMT5 2021. And if there's nothing... If there's nothing, I'll change mine, and I'll change mine for SMT5 2022 Hype Train. How does that sound?
Bro, you're on, man, because I'm that confident.
Awesome.
King Narumami, though.
We got a deal.
King Narumami.
King Narumami, yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man, I swear.
I'm too sober for this conversation.
So we have a deal. We have a deal, my friend.
Dude, you're going to take two L's. Like, bro.
I mean, yep, it's going down tomorrow. Get ready, guys. You will wake up to a King Narukami hashtag SMT5 2021, baby. Tomorrow.
This motherfucker, David, right here, is going to be the only one awake for this concert, and he is going to somehow, like... Photoshop SMT5 in there just so I change my name.
Yep. Here we go. Thanks to the both of you guys. That was awesome tonight. A ton of fun. And thanks to the bunch of you who watched it. Stayed with us for an hour and a half. That was not planned, and you guys were awesome with the amazing comments, very funny comments and questions. So that was great. Thanks for your support, and thanks for tuning in tonight. If you enjoyed what you listened to, a thumbs up. Thank you so much. And don't forget, the most important, check those two guys out down in the description below. Beware, there might be some false information on one particular dude in there, but I still suggest their content. They're both great dudes, so check them out. They're awesome. And thank you all so much for watching. We will see you in the next one. Peace. Take care.